From Jakarta, this is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with Indonesia Today.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, My Indonesia, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first headlines. President Joko Widodo performed Eid al-Adha prayers in Cibinong Square. Philippines expects more investment from Indonesia. Those are the headlines. Now the news in detail. I'm Dalat Pane. Indonesian President Joko Widodo performed Eid al-Adha prayers in Cibinong Square, Bogor District, West Java Province on Wednesday morning. The head of state, flanked by Teten Mas Duki, coordinator of presidential special staff, arrived at the venue at 6:04 a.m. local time. Acting governor of West Java, Muhammad Irayawan, and district head of Bogor, Nur Hayanti, greeted the president upon his arrival. Zainal Abidin acted as the imam or the leader of the prayers, while after the prayers, Dr. Muhammad Suhendra delivered a sermon. Following the prayers, President Jokowi handed over a cow which was donated to Baitul Faizin for sacrifice. Meanwhile, Vice President M. Yusuf Kalla attended the Eid al-Adha prayers in Istiqlal Grand Mosque located in central Jakarta. Kalla and his spouse, Mufidah Kalla, arrived in the largest mosque in the Southeast Asia at 6:45 a.m. local time, and were greeted by Governor of Jakarta Anies Baswedan and Grand Imam of Istiqlal Mosque Najaruddin Umar. Their prayers began at 7 a.m. local time and was led by Imam Ahmad Husni Ismail. After the prayer, Yusuf Kalla also presented a call for sacrifice to the mosque's management. Muslims across Indonesia and even the world are celebrating the festival of Eid al-Adha, which coincides with the final rites of the Hajj in Saudi Arabia. Eid al-Adha, which means Festival of the Sacrifice, commemorates the story of Prophet Ibrahim's task of faith. The French aircraft manufacturer OVA a number of assistance and cooperation with PT Dirgantara Indonesia if the Indonesian government purchases the Airbus A400M military airlifter. While reviewing Airbus A400M aircraft at Halim Perdana Kusuma Military Air Base, Jakarta on Tuesday, PT Dirgantara Indonesia's President Director Alvin Guntoro explained that Airbus would promise industrialization recommendations to PT Dirgantara Indonesia and help getting European Aviation Safety Agency EASA certification of PT Dirgantara Indonesia products in terms of production organizations approvals POA and design organizations approvals DOA. One of the missions carried out by EASA is a single regulatory and certification process for member countries and partner countries where Indonesia is one of the EASA partner countries under the European Union Southeast Asia Aviation Partnership Project and the Rise Plus Civil Aviation Project. Besides, Airbus will also provide full manufacturing, sales and maintenance rights to PT Dirgantara Indonesia for the CN-235 and 219 and C-212L aircraft types as purchase and negotiations packages for Airbus A400M aircraft.
Tadi Airbus akan memberikan rekomendasi industrialisasi terhadap membantu sertifikasi.
Earlier, Airbus would provide recommendations for industrialization, help with certification for ESAA, POA, DOA for 219. So what Airbus offer for this purchase problem to the Indonesian government was industrialization of PT Dirgantara Indonesia. There are at least three that will be given to PT Dirgantara Indonesia. One, helping their POA for EASA Europe certification. The second is autonomy for 235. So all will be bestowed on us, the sales rights and the manufacturing rights of 235. Including the last one, all sales and the maintenance is given to us. So this is what is given if the Indonesian government, through the Minister of the Republic of Indonesia, if this A400M is purchased. Alvin added that his party supports the Indonesian government's move to negotiate with Airbus regarding the purchase of A400M aircraft as long as it provides benefits to Indonesian and PT Dirgantara Indonesia in the context of developing Indonesia's aerospace capabilities and in line with the Law No. 16 of 2012 concerning defense industry. On the same occasion, the Indonesian Minister of State-owned Enterprises, Rini Sumarno, said that the government was still in preliminary discussions regarding the purchase of the aircraft, taking into account a number of factors related to prices, government funds, and purchase and negotiation packages, which includes supporting components, maintenance, management, and certification, and the prospect of ongoing cooperation between PT Dirgantara Indonesia and Airbus. Indonesian Minister of State-owned Enterprises Rini Sumarno said France would help Indonesia send logistical assistance to earthquake victims in Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara. The logistical aid shipments is planned to be carried out by using the French Airbus A400M military transport aircraft, which visited Indonesia with three Dassault Rafale fighter planes for the 2018 Pegasus mission. Before visiting Indonesia, all of the aircraft participated in a joint pitch black military exercise in Australia last July to August 2018. Minister Rini at Halim Perdana Kusuma Military Airbus, Jakarta, on Tuesday said the A400M aircraft was needed not only to deliver logistical assistance such as blankets and food. The aircraft was needed to send aid for post-disaster reconstruction such as building materials and other tools.
Kami berterima kasihnya bahwa mereka pas dari Australia mampir ke sini dan mau membantu kita juga mengangkat
We thank they came here from Australia and want to help us also to deliver the aid to Lombok. The assistance needed by Lombok not only basic needs such as food and blankets, but for the reconstruction process, they need material to build like cement and steel. So they voluntarily want to help us send them to Lombok to show that this plane loading capacity quite large, quite heavy. They said that full 1,000 meters of runway, the aircraft could lift up to 30 tons. Meanwhile, 2018 French Air Force Pegasus mission chief Patrick Chorvix confirmed that his side would help the Indonesian government transport logistical assistance to Lombok. Chorvix revealed that the Indonesian government had previously requested assistance from the French embassy in Jakarta, which was then forwarded to the central government and the military. He added that the Airbus A400M was a multifunctional military transport aircraft and designed to capture various Air Force needs. The aircraft is equipped with 12 main wheels designed to operate on a variety of terrain. The aircraft can land on rocky ground or sand. Airbus A400M aircraft have a maximum speed of 400 knots and can fly for 12 hours. Another advantage, this aircraft can be used as a tanker aircraft or refueling in the air. A total of 450 personnel of the Lampung-based 3 Wira Eka Jaya's Infantry Battalion would be deployed to Papua Province on August 26 to safeguard the Indonesia-Papua New Guinea PNG border, a military officer said. Deputy Assistant for Operations at the Indonesian Military Headquarters, First Marshal M. Hairul Lubis, stated, when observing the troops' readiness at the infantry battalion compound in South Lampung on Tuesday, that they would be transported by a military ship to Merauke naval ship in the eastern Indonesian province. Then they would continue their journey to reach their respective border posts by land. He said they would be deployed in groups to 16 border posts. Each group would have 32 personnel. The Indonesian military personnel in Papua province remain challenged by serious transborder crimes, including drug smugglers. Early this week, the Border Security Task Force of the Army Strategic Command, COSTRAT, had successfully foiled an attempt to smuggle 2 kilograms of marijuana via a border post at Skamto, Papua. Two suspects from Papua New Guinea, identified as TK and PV, were arrested on Monday when they tried to cross the border into the Indonesian territory of the Papua Island, Commander of the Task Force, Lieutenant Colonel Eko Antoni Chandra, noted. The two suspects were cuffed while driving their vehicle right in front of the Skamto post when the task force was launching a raid on the street. This news comes to you over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Philippines government anticipates more investment from Indonesia in the southern Philippines as the Bangsa Moro Organic Law has come into effect. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi, after a closed-door bilateral meeting with Philippine Secretary of Foreign Affairs Alan Peter S. Cayetano in Jakarta on Monday, said, with the enactment of the Bangsa Moro Organic Law, there would be not only an autonomous government but also economic activities. Retno mentioned that aside from the construction sector, Cayetano is also looking for Indonesian investment in Philippine micro, small, and medium enterprises and plantations. In addition to Indonesian investment, the two foreign ministers also discussed the delimitation of the exclusive economic zone between Indonesia and the Philippines. As Indonesia has already ratified the delimitation agreement in 2016, Retno urged the Philippines government to accelerate the ratification process. Besides bilateral issues, the closed-door meeting addressed other issues such as South China Sea and counter-terrorism as well. Bangsa Moro Organic Law was passed on July 26 and became effective on August 10 this year. It regulates the establishment of the Bangsa Moro Autonomous Region of Mindanao Island in the southern Philippines. The Philippine law aims at providing a basic government structure that recognize Filipino Muslims and all indigenous communities in the autonomous region. Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati said her ministry was preparing a ministerial regulation draft to regulate import income tax to curb imports in response to the increasing country's current account deficit. Sri Mulyani said in Jakarta on Monday, Finance Ministry were still discussing the issue internally, involving the Taxation Directorate General, the Customs and Excise Directorate General, and the Fiscal Policy Agency. Previously, the Finance Ministry said it would assess 500 import items, mostly consumer goods, that could be replaced by local products. Meanwhile, Fiscal Policy Head Suhasil Najara even said the import income tax would be imposed on between 600 and 800 goods that were currently being assessed by the ministry. He said the ministry was also assessing custom tax of consumer goods that were imported and see what kinds of goods that have entered Indonesia. Since the data is needed so they can curb the import, Suhasil Najara stressed that the people were guided to consume domestic consumer goods because the consumption of imported consumer goods would burden the country's current account. Home Minister Cahyo Kumolo has urged all regional heads to work hand in hand to help disaster hit Lombokalan in West Nusa Tenggara amid pleas to declare the deadly earthquakes a national disaster. Cahyo held a meeting with National Disaster Mitigation Agency head Willem Prampangilei to discuss disaster. The two said it would take time for the BNPB to purchase disaster management equipment for Lombok. Kumolo on Tuesday urged regional administrations from the regions closest to the West Nusa Tenggara, such as Bali and those in Java, to swiftly send personnel and equipment to help affected residents. The administrations could use their unused funds from their respective regional budget to send aid. There has been mounting pleas from the public and local councillors in West Nusa Tenggara to declare the stirring of quakes and aftershocks a national disaster. The earthquakes claimed at least 487 lives, injured 7,700 people, and displaced more than 410,000 people. Thousands of buildings, including public facilities, were also damaged in the powerful quakes, the first of which rocked the island on July 29. However, Chayo Kumolo asserted that the provincial administration, along with the regional level administration, had not been paralyzed by the quakes and public services continued to operate. Moreover, the central government had also directed help to the province on a national scale. Well, listener, that was the news.
Commentary. Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with commentary for today entitling Two Koreas at the Asian Games Encourage Indonesia's Participation in the Second Korean Peace. The 2018 Asian Games have succeeded in bringing together two Koreas, namely North Korea and South Korea, in the spirit of sportsmanship in the Asian Games. The Indonesian people certainly should be happy with what has happened. The two Korean contingents went hand in hand during the athletes' parade. From the faces of the athletes can be seen a reflection of happiness. The 2018 Asian Games in Indonesia is taking place along with a series of diplomatic efforts, including those carried out by the United States and North Korea. Starting from the summit in Singapore, North Korea and the United States continued diplomatic efforts. Follow-up meetings have been conducted, not only in the context of denuclearization of North Korea, but towards the reconciliation of two Koreas. This week there was also a touching event. Some South Koreans made a visit to North Korea to meet their long-lost family members. The senior Koreans were separated and lived in different places due to the civil war that occurred at the end of the Second World War. Indonesia is recorded in history related to the unification and reconciliation of the people which have been separated, even fought each other. In the 80s, for instance, Indonesia had become the initiator of the unifications of Cambodia. The Jakarta informal meeting among the warring factions was held in Bogor, West Java, in the Suharto era. It was continued with further meetings and ended very well with the unification of Cambodia. Reflecting on historical experience, the momentum of the 2018 Asian Games held in Jakarta is a good time to contribute to the reconciliation of the two Koreas. As a good host, Indonesia can make the Asian Games a momentum for realization of lasting peace in the Korean Peninsula. That was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Listener, this is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. In today's edition, we will present you information about some events occurred on August 22nd. We start from the information about the establishment of the Indonesian National Committee. As the follow-up of the session of the Preparatory Committee for Indonesian Independence, or PPKI, a committee formed to prepare for the independence of Indonesia on August 22, 1945, the Indonesian National Committee was established. The Indonesian National Committee has hierarchical structure from central to regional level. The central level of the Indonesian National Committee is called the Central Indonesian National Committee, and the regional to sub-district level is called the Indonesian National Committee. The Central Indonesian National Committee was chaired by Mr. Singo Dimejo. Members of the Central Indonesian National Committee, consisting of prominent figures in the society from various levels and regions, as well as former members of the Preparatory Committee for Indonesian Independence, were inaugurated on August 29, 1945. Initially, the Central Indonesian National Committee held the presidential task. However, their duty was diversified, not merely as the advisor of president, but they also had legislative privilege. The duty of the Central Indonesian National Committee as the House of Representatives was decided at the meeting of the Central Indonesian National Committee on October 16, 2018. Still on the similar occasion, namely the session of the Preparatory Committee for Indonesian Independence, the People's Security Party was established. The People's Security Corps, or Badan Keamanan Rakyat, was the first armed forces formed after the independence of Indonesia. The establishment of the People's Security Corps was announced by President Sukarno on August 23, 1945. Members of the People's Security Corps at the time were Indonesian youth who previously had military education as Heiho soldiers or voluntary soldiers during the Japanese occupation, and defenders of the homeland known as PETA. Through the presidential decree on 5th of October 1945, the People's Security Corps was changed into the Civil Security Forces. During that development, the Indonesian Armed Forces have undergone changes, and eventually it became the Indonesian National Armed Forces. We end today in history with the information about the accident of Pulkovo Airlines flight number 612 on August 22, 2006. Pulkovo Airlines flight number 612 was a flight from Anapa to St. Petersburg, Russia. The plane crashed in East Ukraine near the border of Russia. All the passengers and cabin crews died in this fatal crash, namely 160 passengers and 10 cabin crews. The accident occurred at 3:37 p.m. Moscow time, 45 kilometers from Donetsk City. Besides from Russia and Ukraine, the passengers also came from the Netherlands, Germany, France, and Finland. Listener, that was today in history.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with My Indonesia. In today's edition, we will bring you a topic about the impacts of the 2018 Asian Games toward Indonesia's economy. The biggest sporting event in Asia, namely the 2018 Asian Games has officially been opened. As the host of this event, Indonesia acquires abundant advantages from hosting this event. One of those advantages is yielded from the economic aspect. National Planning Development Minister, who also serves as head of the National Planning Development Board, Bambang Brojonegoro, said that the output of Jakarta's economy prior to and during the organizing of the event has increased by 40.6 trillion rupiah. The amount is obtained from the construction planning activities of the event's facilities for 18.5 trillion rupiah, the operational activities of the event for 20.9 trillion rupiah, and the activities of domestic and foreign tourists for 1.2 trillion rupiah. Meanwhile, the output for Palembang's economy has increased by 11.1 trillion rupiah. The amount is obtained from the construction planning activities of the event's facilities for 9 trillion rupiah, the operational activities of the event 1.6 trillion rupiah, and the activities of domestic and foreign tourists for 1.2 trillion rupiah. Minister Bambang Brojonegoro told in Jakarta on Sunday, August 19, that the event plays important role because it can develop brand new sporting events and establish new infrastructures. Meanwhile, Vice Chairman of the Jakarta Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Sarman Simanjorang, said that transportation, tourism, services, foods, beverages, and entertainment are the sectors which receive positive impacts from the 2018 Asian Games. Furthermore, the 2018 Asian Games also contributes advantages for micro, small, and medium business enterprises through the production and selling of 2018 Asian Games merchandises. According to Sarman Simanjorang, the spirit of economy will continue to improve after the 2018 Asian Games was officially commenced on August 18, 2018. This is induced by the growing number of tourists, either domestic or foreign tourists, who visit Indonesia, particularly visit to the region where the venues of the Asian Games are located. According to him, the 2018 Asian Games has produced significant progress for the development of economy, transportation have improved, hotels are frequently packed by visitors, and the Asian Games merchandises are also sold very quickly in public. This sporting event is also supported by the Confederation of Laborers. President of the Confederation of Indonesian Workers Union, Said Iqbal, affirmed that workers' associations support the ordered and peaceful organizing of the 2018 Asian Games, and it is an honor for Indonesia to host the event. He added that positive values are reflected by the success of 2018 Asian Games organizing. That was my Indonesia.
Here is news in brief from Dalat Pani. Indonesian President Joko Widodo performed Eid al-Adha prayers in Cibinong Square, Bogor District, West Java Province, Wednesday morning. The head of state, flanked by Teten Mas Duki, coordinator of presidential special staff, arrived at the venue at 6.04 a.m. local time, while Vice President M. Yusuf Kalla attended Eid al-Adha prayers in Istiqlal Grand Mosque, located in central Jakarta. The French aircraft manufacturer offered a number of assistance and cooperation with PT Dirgantara Indonesia if the Indonesian government purchases the Airbus A400M military airlifter. Indonesian Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Rini Sumarno said French would help Indonesia send logistical assistance to earthquake victims in Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara. The logistical aid shipment is planned to be carried out by using the French Airbus A400M military transport aircraft. A total of 450 personnel of the Lampung-based Triwira Eka Jaya's Infantry Battalion would be deployed to Papua Province on August 26 to safeguard the Indonesia-Papua New Guinea border, a military officer said. The Philippines government anticipates more investment from Indonesia in the southern Philippines as the Bangsa Moro organic law has come into effect. Indonesia Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati said her ministry was preparing a ministerial regulation draft to regulate import income tax to curb imports in response to the increasing country's current account deficit. Home Minister Cahyo Kumolo has urged all regional heads to work hand in hand to help disaster hit Lombokalan in West Nusa Tenggara amid pleas to declare the Delhi earthquakes a national disaster. Cahyo held a meeting with National Disaster Mitigation Agency head William Rampangele to discuss the disaster. The two said it would take time for the BNPB to purchase disaster management equipment for Lombok. Well, listener, that was news in brief.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to one of typical foods from West Java. Stay tuned. Listeners, Indonesia is rich with not only tradition and culture, but also culinary. Culinary in Indonesia as if never ends, because there are many new types of unique culinary. However, the legendary culinary still exists until now. One of them is Colok Gembrung, legendary culinary from Ciamis, West Java Province. Listeners, the word of Colok Gembrung is from Sundanese language, namely Colok and Gembrung. Colok means step, while Gembrung refers to sound of percussion made from cow leather, for example, beduk. Colok Gembrung is related to its material, namely cow leather, which is stepped. Besides its food, is also known with the name jepret satay or kikil satay. Satay kikil is satay-shaped food from part of animal skin which is boiled for a long time so that it becomes shaped like a gel, which is called kikil. Listeners, Colok Gembrung is made from cow skin which is roasted for a while and boiled for a long time. Then, the skin is cut into slices and stepped by using stick and smear with galendo or processed coconut pulp, consisting of red onion, garlic, coriander, bay leaf, lemongrass, sugar, and salt. The cooking process and its ingredients make texture of Colok Gembrung a little bit chewy and savory. Listeners, Colok Gembrung is easy to be found in Ciamis. This typical food can be found at the vendor, market, vegetable vendor, stall, and school canteen. The price of Colok Gembrung is relatively cheap, only 5,000 rupiah per 10 skewers. That was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today, featuring Colok Gembrung, a typical food from West Java province. Thank you for listening.
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a cooperation of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the Language Development Agency, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is obat flu, or in English, cold medicine. Stay tuned. Next is a conversation about obat flu, or in English, cold medicine, location in pharmacy, and the situation. Joko is in the pharmacy to buy some medicines.
Ada obat flu?
Ada. Untuk anak-anak atau orang dewasa?
Untuk orang dewasa.
Perlu vitamin juga?
Enggak deh, makasih.
After the conversation, now I'll introduce some expressions related to the topic today, obat flu, in English, cold medicine. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Obat. Obat, in English, medicine. Ada obat flu? Ada obat flu? In English, is there a cold medicine? Untuk anak-anak atau orang dewasa? Untuk anak-anak atau orang dewasa. In English, for adult or kids. Perlu vitamin juga? Perlu vitamin juga? In English, do you also need vitamin? Tidak, terima kasih. Tidak, terima kasih. In English, no thanks. On the conversation, you've listened a sentence untuk anak-anak atau orang dewasa. And Joko said, untuk orang dewasa. If you want to buy medicines for kids, you have to say untuk anak-anak. The word anak-anak has two meanings. Let's follow the next sentences. Anak-anak saya sedang sakit. Obat ini hanya untuk anak-anak, bukan untuk orang dewasa. The words anak-anak has plural meaning. The sentence also means having more than one child. While the word anak-anak in the sentence obat ini untuk anak-anak means before adulthood. Other examples, anak-anak sedang bermain di taman. Masa anak-anak adalah masa yang indah. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's follow again the conversation.
Ada obat flu?
Ada. Untuk anak-anak atau orang dewasa?
Untuk orang dewasa.
Perlu vitamin juga?
Enggak deh, makasih.
Now, I'll give you an exercise by mentioning the name, profession, the place for work, the day, office hour, and etc. For example, nama saya Andi, saya seorang wartawan, saya bekerja di surat kabar Sinar Pagi. Saya bekerja dari Senin sampai Jumat, mulai pukul 8 pagi sampai pukul 4 sore. Jam istirahat saya mulai pukul 12 sampai dengan pukul 1 siang. Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today's edition. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you next week with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a segment which presents you with Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition of Music Corner, we will present you some beautiful religious songs with Islamic nuance. To initiate our segment for today, let us listen to a song entitled Pergi Haji or Going to Hajj by Ustadz Jeffrey and Pipik. The song tells about the pilgrimage of Muslims called Hajj to fulfill God's calling, clean up our physics, and purify our heart. Listener, this is Pergi Haji by Uje and Pipik.
Hati bahagia Listener, you've just listened to the song Pergi Haji or Going to Hajj by Uje and Pipik. The song was the original soundtrack of Haji Backpacker the movie. Listener, the other song about going to Hajj is sung by Opik, entitled Haji. Through the lyrics, Opik talks about the season of pilgrimage or Hajj when Muslims go to Mecca in a bid to fulfill Allah's calling, and he expresses his praise to God Almighty for his blessings and greatness. The song was released in 2007. While welcoming the feast of sacrifice or called Eid al-Adha, the song is often played on the radio and many other music platforms. Listener, this is Opik with Haji.
لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد ونعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك وحي الله كمدة memenuhi panggilanmu tiadalah sekutu untukmu segala puji dan kuasa untukmu kami meraba tanpa cahaya kami yang lupa hina dan papa di hadapanmu yang maha indah, di hadapanmu yang maha mulia. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la syarika lak labbaik, innal hamda wa
listener, You've just listened to Haji from Opik. Next, we will present you a song entitled Bismillah Alhamdulillah by Nath the Lions. The song performed by the Reggae group from Menteng, Jakarta, calls for its listeners to start their day and struggle for their goals by saying Bismillah and end their activities by saying Alhamdulillah.
Ini lebih baik dari kemarin. Selamat siang kawan, teruskanlah perjuangan hingga sore kan menjelang, tetap berikan senyuman.
Nath the Lions by Bismillah Alhamdulillah. The next song we will present you called Ya Rasulullah by Dery Sulaiman. The lyrics talk about the longing of a mankind to meet Rasulullah, Prophet Muhammad. Therefore, he promises to continue the dakwah or Islamic lecture, develops himself to improve the quality of his living, and tries to introspect himself for all his life, so that Allah will give him a chance to meet his prophets. Listener, the song Ya Rasulullah marks the end of our segment of Music Corner for today. Thank you for joining us and see you on the next edition of Music Corner.
Ya Rasul Salam Alaika. Ya Nabi Salam Alaika.
jauh darimu. Begitu tebal rasa rinduku. Semoga kelak ku bisa bertemu denganmu ya Rasulullah. Rasa bangga menjadi umatmu. Teruskan semua dakwah-dakwahmu. Salawat dan beserta salamku untukmu ya Rasulullah. Coba merayu, mengajak semua manusia. Bicara dari hati ke hati, mari kita salat. Malam, malam ku menangis lagi. Sibuk kepada aib sendiri. Semoga Allah pertemukan nanti denganmu ya Rasul.
World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for listening to Indonesia Today from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast every day from 1500 hours Western Indonesia Time or 800 hours UTC through www.voinews.id or through mobile application RRI Play.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.